The weekend is here. I'm Andrea Murray, and this is Northwest Previews. Like any classical guitar superstar, Sharon Isbin is a virtuoso interpreter of standard solo and concerto repertoire for her instrument. But her career has otherwise been not quite typical. She's collaborated with bossa nova legend Antonio Carlos Jobim and Indian classical musician Amjad Ali Khan. She's worked with rock guitar hero Steve Vai and even Joan Baez. And her discography includes Brazilian, Irish, Appalachian, Israeli, and contemporary classical music by composers like Tan Dunn and Joan Tower. In talking with Sharon Isbin, you get the sense that she's not done exploring the guitar's full range of possibilities.
That's the dream. It's being open to new opportunities, new collaborations, and the most wonderful surprises tend to come my way.
Isbin's new recording project is Romantico. The centerpiece is a work she'll be performing with the Vancouver Symphony at next weekend's Vancouver Arts and Music Festival. It's the Miami Concerto by the contemporary American composer Karen Lefrak.
And this whole album is inspired by Latin dances. The concerto is titled Miami Concerto. She spends a good portion of the year in Miami and was very inspired by the rich and exciting musical culture there that comes from Latin America, Europe, and Africa. Bailamos, the first movement, meaning we dance, it's modeled after a Cuban rumba. That leads into the second movement, which is a tango. That really gives me a chance to explore and finesse the beautiful lyrical possibilities of the guitar. The final movement, Festivo, is modeled after the Afro-Cuban bembe.
Sharon Isbin has been performing the Miami Concerto with orchestras all around the country and says she's looking forward to bringing it to Vancouver.
The reason this came to pass is that Igor, the executive director of the festival, happened to be in town in Miami the day that I performed the world premiere, and he was so excited about it, he thought it'd be perfect for the audience. And when you think of it, it's really a cross between Latin pop and classical music, a beautiful merging of these genres and cultures. Because of my love of Latin music, the dance elements of that, and of course, my whole background in classical, this is the kind of concerto I've been waiting to have and never knew how to find.
Guitarist Sharon Isbin will perform works including Karen Lefrak's Miami Rhapsody with the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra led by Gerard Schwartz in a free public concert at the Vancouver Arts and Music Festival next Sunday. There's information at vancouverartsandmusicfestival.com or on All Classical's online calendar. Elsewhere on that calendar, Opera in the Park Portland present their annual outdoor summer performance. They welcome celebrated mezzo-soprano Sandra Peaks Eddy for a concert version of Georges Bizet's Carmen. That's at Peninsula Park. Portland's Bach Cantata Choir heads to Mount Angel, Oregon to perform at the annual Abbey Bach Festival. Also, pianist Alan Goldstein, double bassist Nina Bernat, and the Ballordet Quartet play works by composers including Schubert and Smetana. You can also hear Schubert and Shostakovich and Telemann and Penderecki in a free chamber music concert Sunday afternoon at the Community Music Center in Southeast Portland. And the annual Concerts at the Barn series kicks off this coming Wednesday. The first half features cellist Trevor Fitzpatrick of the Oregon Symphony and pianist Maria Garcia performing Rachmaninoff's Cello Sonata in G minor. And then it's a set of classic jazz standards played by pianist Daryl Grant and vocalist Sherry Alves. Those are some of the concerts you'll find on the allclassical.org calendar. We broadcast Northwest Previews Friday mornings at 8. You can also hear it on our online audio archive. I'm Andrea Murray. I hope your weekend and your week sound great.